And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's now been 56 days since Governor Pat McCrory said in the wake of the Charleston church shootings that North Carolina should stop issuing license plates that feature the Confederate flag. But the state is still issuing them. McCrory says the General Assembly must act to stop issuing the plates. Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger says McCrory can do it himself with an executive order. And while they conveniently blame each other, the state keeps issuing the plates, and the Republican politicians avoid antagonizing their far-right base. Meanwhile, a new poll finds that a majority of South Carolina voters now support the decision by their Republican Governor Nikki Haley to remove the Confederate flag from their state capitol grounds. Public policy polling finds there has been a 31% shift in attitudes about the flag, with only 33% now in favor of the flag still flying. Haley went to the South Carolina legislature after the shooting and demanded that lawmakers approve legislation to take down the flag, and they listened. McCrory, who received national praise for saying North Carolina should stop issuing Confederate plates, has done absolutely nothing to make it happen. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.